Economist and former Senator Phil Graham writes that tariffs imposed in the name of revitalizing American manufacturing have, over 6 years, been followed by slightly decreased manufacturing output, reductions in the number of those employed in manufacturing, and significantly higher trade deficits. Graham goes on to note that when protectionists and industrial planners make mistakes, they often mask them with subsidies and tariffs at taxpayers' expense. In other words, tariffs, as proposed by Donald Trump in the long run, cost jobs, raise prices, and are paid for by taxpayer-financed subsidies. And that's something to think about.